Right across this, and I'm sure it's going to get attention. This is from Louisiana, TV station in Baton Rouge, WBRZ, and its investigative unit following a story, and it's being called the most egregious case against a victim ever seen, at least by this investigative unit and people that they talk to. A judge has awarded full custody to a woman's abuser and forcing her to pay child support to the abuser. In fact, the woman says it was rape. She was 16 years old. This goes back a couple of decades when this 30-year-old man attacked her. The story says even if it were consensual, which she says it's not, it would be against the law because of the age differences. And she had filed rape charges about 10 years after this all happened. She says when she was 16, she didn't, you know, she was scared, didn't know. She eventually.
Yeah.
But when this guy discovered that the woman, the girl that he had, what he says was consensual sex, had a daughter, he filed for custody. Oh. And this has been going through the courts, and I guess it's just this year that it finally got to the point where he was granted, earlier this year, granted custody of the child, even though there is a criminal complaint against him, which with the advocates say, even though this is still needing to be investigated, there's a criminal complaint against this guy. He was awarded custody, and she has been ordered to pay Barnes, the guy's name is Barnes, child support. How do you figure that?
Don't even know.
The WBRZ against this TV station's investigative unit discussed the case with the Louisiana Foundation Against Sexual Assault. Their lawyers say not only is this egregious, but they've never seen a case like it. They say it seems pretty straightforward that not only did a crime take place, and as a result of the crime, this person should not have custody of the child, let alone getting child support. The judge, by the way, was contacted. He made no comment, but an employee says that because he cannot say anything about it because judicial canons prevent the judge from talking about it.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
See that, I suppose.
But wow.
Huh.
And
assuming appeals are happening.
Yeah, you know, there's an advocate group, a nonprofit organization called Saves Lives that has got hold of this, and they're trying to help what they can do to, as they say, fix what is just, again, the word egregious pops up several times in the story.
And again, she was under 16?
She was 16.
She was 16?
She was 16,
wow.
And he was 30 when this took place. Early 2000s, 2005, I guess, is when it took place.
Wow.
I'm just.
Is there something? I haven't read up on the story. Is there something like that in the... What?
That's what I was looking for some. Is there something that I've. But I don't see anything in here, and there's no. Because you would think that if there were something, it would be referenced.
Yeah.
Because it's
right.
So egregious, you'd say, well, as egregious as this sounds, the law says.
Yeah.
No, I don't see anything like that.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is.
So I just wanted to bring it to your attention because it's like thinking this is one of those stories that should get more attention. It just came out yesterday. From, again, this TV investigative unit in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Sounds like they did some good work.
Yeah. But, wow. I don't have anything to say.
No, I know. And the unfortunate part is maybe it should probably get a lot more news, but with everything else, I guess, going on sometimes.
Stuff like that gets buried.
It does. It's
drawn out. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I've got to believe, again, that there are going to be some appeals and all that, so, you know, I bet you this is not probably the last we've heard of it.
No.
But eventually this judge is probably going to have to talk. I mean, he has to get elected, right?
Have to say something. Yeah, exactly.
I
right.
I mean, have to say something soon.
It does say that, I do see now here a little more of a, like I said, I just printed this out to read it. A hearing is scheduled next month.
Okay.
To try and revoke the parental rights of this guy.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We'll put it in our next month file and see if we can file up on that.
Yep.
Just wow.